We are not here to opt out of our assignment.
I believe that the opposite of depression, it's not happiness, it's purpose. I believe that every single person has something unique to contribute to the world. And that's why I wanted to create a show called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Don't Keep Your Day Job is about figuring out what it is that you were here to do in this world that only you can do to make the world more whole, more beautiful, and to stop selling yourself short, and to stop sitting it out, and to figure out how to take this thing you love, whether it's art or music or screenwriting or dance or baking, and how do you weave this thing that you love into a life that you get to contribute, that you get to do what you love full time, because it's not just about business, it's about contribution, it's about meaning. That is what we seek. That is what we truly want, and you absolutely are here to serve the world, and I want to help you figure out just how much value you have inside of you. And every single week, we're going to be talking to people who have something to add to help you get out of your own way, to help you be more successful, to help you be the truest expression of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's dive in.
Thanks to Canva Pro for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. Canva Pro is the easiest way to create presentations like a pro with thousands of free templates and time-saving tools. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/dreamjob. Thanks to Way, there's nothing more refreshing than hitting the reset button once in a while. If your hair's a little overdue for the same treatment, it's time for the Clarifying Detox Shampoo from Way. Go to theouai.com and use code DREAMJOB to get 15% off your entire purchase. We're also supported by Fiverr Business. Fiverr Business is a modern workplace for the digital world. Collaborate with your team, manage projects, and share freelancers all in one workspace. Get 1 year free and save 10% on your purchase at fiverr.com/business with promo code DREAMJOB10. And thanks to Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is an all-in-one health drink with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients to help support your body's nutritional needs. Get a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with a subscription by going to athleticgreens.com/dreamjob. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. So I'm so excited because today my 5-day challenge begins. Today is day one. It's called Your Soul's Calling. And this week, every single day, I will be live at noon Eastern Standard Time. If you sign up for the challenge and you can't make it live, you will be sent the replay. Go to kathyheller.com/challenge. It is free. We will be going over how to figure out and gain clarity on what it is that you are meant to give to the world, how you can find a way to make a thriving living doing what it is that you were put here to do. We're going to rewrite your story about abundance so that you fully can start to live into the vibration of really bringing in so much of a plentiful life across the board, meaning, contribution, fulfillment, and also true abundance. So this is all going down this week. It's going to be every single day at noon Eastern. There are going to be scholarships given to my program. There's going to be prizes given. There's going to be a workbook that you're going to be able to get when you sign up. It's going to be packed with value and it is free. Go to kathyheller.com/challenge if you want to join us. I can't wait to see you there. All right. So today I'm going to share with you a couple of the spotlights I did. I do some coaching sessions in our Lighthouse Collective membership. And that is a membership just for alumni of my other program, Made to Do This. But here you're going to get a chance to listen in. A few of the members had some questions. We do this like pitch panel where people are telling me sort of what their business is. And I have a chance to tease out what I think might be able to help them. You're also going to hear from Melissa Camilleri, who's another lead coach in this program who I love working with. I'm honored to say that she has been spearheading the Lighthouse Collective and Made to Do This, and she is so amazing. In this session, we talked with Sarah. She's an artist who is struggling to grow her audience and give herself permission to be more visible. And then you're going to hear from Amanda, who is creating a storytelling workshop, but she wasn't sure her offer was really clear or how she would market it. I want to give a special thanks to both of these women for letting us share this with you, for giving us the permission to let you in to hear this conversation, because I think that these questions can really help, because I think that it's relatable. Like at all parts of our journey, I think that we can relate to where each other is and how we are moving forward. So let's take a listen.
Sarah says that her ideal client is a mom in Los Angeles who loves one-of-a-kind items for her children. Her child's room is unique and beautiful. She loves to discover things before her friends and share them with her community. Look at this awesome thing I found. You need it too. She's 35 and really confident in her taste and the things that she loves. She would never call herself an influencer, but that's what she does naturally. And she's so generous and has impeccable taste. She loves her friends and is super loyal. She often throws small gatherings at her house and she loves to entertain. So Sarah says, Sarah, you say you are stuck on two things and you've done all of the Googling and you've done all of the action taking. And here's where you're still stuck. Number one, casting my net wider than my initial contacts and outreach. You did so well with the first offer and you feel like you're on a hamster wheel when trying to find people outside of my initial outreach. So here are the things that she's doing. She's chatting with her fans and asking them to pass her art along. She's given her art to interior designer friends and asked them to photograph and share, which will be happening soon. And part of the struggle is helping to think of her artwork as something that people actually need. She says she personally needs art in her life. It's her oxygen, truly. But she has a hard time with how to think of her art for other people in this way.
Beautiful. So, you described everything so well. So I really want to dig in here a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a spiritual question first.
Yeah.
The question I have is, what does it feel like it risks for you to be visible?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess my fear in being visible is copying. I just feel like I've been in a creative field for a long time. And so I've seen both sides of it. So I feel like the visibility is not having my art be for myself in a weird way, or like, I feel like it's so precious in a way, which I, maybe is not a good word, but whatever, that's what's coming up. It's so special to me. And I'm not really afraid of judgment because I'm confident, but it's more like the life that it might take on by itself in a way. It's maybe a control thing. I don't know.
Oh my God, this is so good. I'm so proud of you for being willing to even answer the question. The reason I asked the question is because, as above, so below, right? So when we are experiencing something with our team, when we're experiencing something with our business, and we're experiencing something with whatever, fill in the blank, we typically get what we want. So if we're scared of something, that usually gets reflected in what's coming back or what is manifesting, sort of, right?
Ooh, that's interesting. So it's like, maybe it's not coming back to me because I'm not really putting it out there in a way.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, if your question is, how do I get more people? I was curious about what comes up for you about having more people, right? I can just tell you that at every step in my journey, when I had something that I deeply desired, I noticed that there was something that was sort of correlating to that, which really, once I looked at that and broke that open, that was a huge shift. And then I could figure out strategically what to do as well. And so I want to always do both of those things with you. So I wonder, you know, like for me, one of the things as I grew in my business was, it was tied to, for me, like the more I do, the more money I make, the less of me I'll have. I'll have to give away more of myself. I won't have anything left of myself. I'll be completely, you know, wrung out, kind of a thing. So I used to keep myself sort of exhausted and wouldn't even allow my team to even grow the business bigger because I felt that I actually had to hold for every single person, right? There was a time where I felt if every single person, if I couldn't personally, but that was actually hurting them because then it made it about me, that unless they had me, they couldn't advance in their life, which like, that is not the way God created the world. Like that everybody needs me personally. Like we have the answers inside of us. So once I started to move back out and move out of what was my stuff I was carrying around it, I was able to just cast a project a bigger light, which then it could really be as many souls. It was really all one. It's a whole big, you know, beautiful circular thing. So, but I was definitely in my way with that. And I just couldn't get out of the pattern of being completely depleted and exhausted in exchange for being willing to then deserve any level of success. It was really fascinating. So
how did you do that? Like, technically speaking, like, did you, by seeing it, is that part of it?
Yeah, like, it's both. We're going to talk about both right now. Like, okay. I'm not going to leave you with this and be like, even though this is a big piece of it, but I really want you to see if you can feel it in your body, the shift of like,
I want to be seen now.
So here's the thing with it is I want to help you. The strategy part is easy. So we're going to talk about that. It's going to be like 1, 2, 3. What I first want to do, I want to go a little deeper. When you said that thing about how, like, what I heard, at least, I want you to correct me where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. There was something about sort of like, this is personal. This is mine, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And once I release this into the world, what then, what happens with this thing? What does that feel like for you? Does it feel like something about you gets lost or starts to be sort of watered down once you start to serve this world with your art? Like, what is that entanglement about?
I mean, judgment keeps coming up, but I don't know if it's judgment. I just feel like other people's opinions come up, other people's interpretations. Again, it's like, maybe it's a control thing. I don't know.
It's just protection. You know, yeah. we're all in that cycle of protection. It makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because we've all endured a decent amount of rejection.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel good, especially when you're a highly sensitive human being.
Yeah.
Who has a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
I think what's also interesting is no one can have an effect on how we feel unless we sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So usually if we're afraid that someone's going to say your podcast is dumb or you're an idiot or you think you're this, you're not, or you're whatever. It's only the things that we sign off on and go, I think that's true too. And those are the things that hurt. Like if somebody said to me, you look like a green monkey, I would probably not care because I don't think that. But if somebody said to me, like, you, I don't know, there's a million things I could think of. You're too positive. It kind of seems disingenuous. I'd be like, wait a minute, I worry about that actually, you know, like, oh, I don't like that people think that because it is true. And that, you know, or I don't know, somebody said your teeth are crooked. You should, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I think about that sometimes. Like I should go get braces again. Like I have to sign off on it to make it real. And, you know, Patrice Washington, she came, you know, to speak. Those of you who were in Made to Do This the last round, you heard her. It was fantastic. And one of the clips that we played on Instagram was, it's really amazing. We always say on our team, like the greatest therapy you'll ever do is building your own business because it allows you to confront all these things. And I said, all of it. I said to Patrice, it's just so beautiful because I've just watched her over and over again be willing to just like take a stand for herself or her truth. And I realize in my life that I have all these opportunities to actually be more of a badass, to be stronger. And those are actually the things that I take with me, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really like after a certain amount of money, you know, that it doesn't change the way we feel at all. Like the studies kind of show that, but who we get to be in the world and mm-hmm. those subtle shifts where we would never have said to our father X, Y, and Z because we were afraid of the backlash or whoever it is, but to be able to do something and just put your stake in the ground and let it be. If people don't like it
mm-hmm.
and free yourself, how liberating is it to say, it's okay. You can walk right out the door. It's kind of freeing because you realize like now I could be a mother to these three girls because there are people who will not like them and who will judge them and who will look at things that they do. And then to try and please all those people is so exhausting.
Right.
It is just so exhausting. So Sarah, I would love to relieve you of that today. Number one, like how would it feel to just let all those people sort of do their thing?
Yeah.
And by having the courage to go out there like this in the biggest way, you're really scooping up that 7-year-old Sarah and being like, I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. You deserve to put this beauty in the world. And then as a result of taking that risk, you get to touch the lives of the people who were meant to hear the notes that you play. And other people, they don't hear those notes. They hear the lower notes or the higher notes. We have different ways that we tune into different radio stations. Not everyone's going to listen to Latin music or hip hop, or we listen to different songs. We plug into different truths, and you get to then be the light for those people. So does that help a little? And now can we move into sort of some of the tactical stuff? How are you feeling energetically right now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited. Still excited. I mean, I feel like, why not? What's the alternative in a way? It sounds exciting. It sounds fun. And why not try it on?
Okay, so let's get this. Let's really shine this light as big as it can be. Because we're either all in or we're not really in at all, right? Mm-hmm. It's like being married and really having one foot out the door is not so helpful, right? To being married. We have to be all in. All in. It's like you have a light. There's that smile. Look at her. You have a light in you. Let's just turn it on, you know,
right.
All the way on. Okay. So now let's dissect your offers. Okay. Let's talk about what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about what you maybe can do to amplify. So what are you selling? Tell me what the offer is. Who's it for? What does it cost? What is the offer?
Okay. So I'm selling like these prints. And people submit a word or a name. And it's interesting because through this,
beautiful,
it was a great experiment. A lot of parents and moms submitted their kids' names. Mm-hmm. So I made an 8x10 print for their room. And then you can also order note cards, or you can order a little paperweight or like things to go. So it's like, once I have the artwork done, people can order other things. So that was an offer I did through Made to Do This. And I got 25 people at least. So yeah, I mean, I paid for Made to Do This with that offer. And I got like
just
an artist
making beautiful work of people's names. Just like, that's how quickly that seemed to be validated. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So people were really actually into it and passed it on and like were happy with what they got in the mail and photographed it. And that was amazing interaction. And like part of that is when they submit their name and artwork, they submit like a couple favorite plants or flowers or planets or animals or whatever. So it's like we're building it together, which the collaboration is really awesome. So I found something in that, which I love. And I like,
I love that. I love how you made it personalized, that people love being seen. So they love feeling like they get to have like their imprint in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been great. And so, and, you know, I've asked people to share it and pass it on, and people have. So it's the net that goes wider than those people that I know.
Okay. So now, how often are you being visible, showing up, and how often are you putting out this offer? How are you putting out this offer and how are you showing up?
So a MailChimp email once a week with, you know, different products, items, you know, and people actually, after the copy lesson you did, people are like, I always thought I couldn't write. And then I wrote these emails to a friend and people are like writing me back saying, I love this email. It's, oh my God. So the email's great. Let's see how else. Instagram. And then just like reaching out to people on email. My friend, last week I emailed a friend and was like, I'd love to put that. She has a beautiful house. I'm like, can I make a couple for your kids' rooms? And you take a picture and share it. So that's the main net I'm doing.
Okay. So that's great. That's a really fantastic start. It sounds like you've already gotten validation from the world that they love what you create. So that's fantastic. That means, by the way, that you can build this into as big of a business as you want. Like once you have six humans who are like, I would pay for this. It's like, great. So there are 1,000 people for each one of those six people who will buy this. So you already are sitting now on a gold mine. Okay. Let's be clear. So every day that you show up and that resistance gets you, you're not letting in that $145,000 that can be coming in the next 3 months. All right. So I want to understand better. What's the world that gets created when people see these beautiful images of their names and the flowers and all of this stuff? Why should they have this in their room? Tell me about what this does. Like what are you actually giving them when they buy this and they hang it up in their kids' room?
Ooh, I love that question. Well, I think I'm giving them the feeling that they have when they look at their child. Like when I look at the print I made for my daughter, it makes me think about her because her name's Ivy and there's Ivy in it and there's, you know, pink and green and those are her favorite colors. So it just, I think it's just reminiscent of their child or something that is personal to them, like a phrase or a word. So it brings up a feeling.
Okay. So what I would love to start seeing happen is that this becomes the core of it all, right?
Right.
Imagine if every single day you had, with the permission of people that you have sold to or people who want to even be part of a giveaway, a little description of who the person is or maybe a photo of who the person is, either way. And then your drawing that sort of says it's a depiction of the qualities that really make up who this child is. And you can even do it with these women too. Like maybe for the women, it's not their name. It could be their name. Like I think people actually like seeing their first name sometimes. But maybe it's even like a word that they feel most connected to, you know, whether it's believe or strength or courage or whatever the word is, but then it has these little aspects of who they are. And, and if you keep being the stand for this artwork, what you are buying is you are buying a remembrance, an honor to your real identity. And every time you look at it, it reminds you of what you bring to the world, what your daughter brings to the world, and having this up, it reminds her of who she is, right? And then you have different images every single day of a different woman or a different child and who they are and what the qualities are. And you take a picture and put that in there. And there needs to be a constant offer. And then one of the things that I love that we have the time now to do in Lighthouse Collective is to build on what we did and Made to Do This. And one of the things that's really essential is marketing events. Right? Like, have you ever noticed that when Inside Out, I just thought of Inside Out because we saw Joy walking around Epcot yesterday. But like if a Pixar movie comes out, it's an event. It's not just like, there's a movie in the box office, right? So what's the event? Like if there's going to be a store, there's a grand opening. If Target has a sale, it's like there's a spring sale or whatever it is. This is a great example. Like we've well passed now 20 million downloads of the podcast. And still for me to sell out Made to Do This, I can't just send emails. Like, yes, we did a pre-sale and we had over 100 people buy Made to Do This just from emails, which is amazing because the program is $3,000 and people bought it from an email, right? But there's a lot of nurturing there, right? We're talking about 4 years of listening to a podcast. I have to show up for 5 days and create that container. I have to create a marketing event. And so I want you guys to get connected to that. I need you to come up with what marketing events feel really good to you and to decide that like, this is just what we do. Like what would Warren Buffett say to you or any of us if we had something we sell, whether it's t-shirts or it's Bitcoin or it's Starbucks coffee, but we only let people know it's for sale once every like 49 days. And sometimes it's every 80 days or some, it's just in an email. Like there needs to be a gathering. We are all so inundated. We are all so oversaturated with things and offers. So what could it be? Could it be that there is a sort of like a beautiful, it's like a 3 hour, like free Zoom workshop, or it's like a time where people get to submit and on the spot, you kind of create something to show people like, all right, well, here's this girl, Ivy or Sophie or Jessica or whoever it is. Tell me about her. So here, oh, so you said that she's optimistic a lot. So, okay, we do this. And what else is it about her? Oh, she has a really like old soul. Okay. So I would put these colors in. And then you say to people like, so this is who Sophie is. This represents her character. And so this now, you know, this I can, you know, I can send it to you. And so there's always like maybe a giveaway, somebody gets chosen and you kind of draw those up on the spot and you ask them to be interactive. And you say to all the women on this call, tell me three things that make your daughter who she is. Tell me three things that make your son who he is. Write it in the chat. What is it about that that inspires you? Why do you want to reaffirm that for your son? Why do you want to make sure your daughter sees that part of herself crystal clear when she walks into her room? Oh, because I want her to know that that's the part of her that, like, I could cry right now having this conversation because my daughter, Eliza, the first second I laid eyes on her, I just knew she was going to be the most special person. And she's our middle kid. And she is even Steven. And she is the nicest person I know. And I could tell the second I met her, I was like, oh, she's so good. You know, she just has such a goodness. And she actually, when she was born, she wasn't breathing. She had to go to ICU. They had to do a code on her. We almost lost her. And I remember saying to God, like, I'm not going to tell this story. You're going to change the story because this little girl, like I just laid eyes on her. She's going to be so special. Like you're going to rewrite this story. Cause I refuse to tell that the story is what happened. And of course, a couple of days, as she said, she's starting to breathe on her own. And I tell her that all the time. I tell her that about herself, that I could tell that right away, that she would bring light to this world. And Eliza comes from the Hebrew word Eliza, which means she is who is joyful. And that is who she is. So I think that this is really beautiful. You could even go a step further as to create name workshops. Like if you could do this all about names, and you could go through so many books about names, all these different interpretations of names and the meanings of names, and people could start to elevate. I mean, forget just knowing your Enneagram or your zodiac sign. Imagine if you really, Kathy means she who is pure. And I think about that and I cry because I might not be the prettiest or the most talent. I am always genuine. Like that's who I just out of, to a fault, you know, like I remember going to Ashley Krohn's house in fifth grade and she was the popular girl. And I said, I can't believe you invited me to your party. Like, I can't believe I'm here. I was such a dork to say that out loud, but I've always kind of been that person. So imagine if you created that and then this is how you get super duper visible. How does this feel all of a sudden? What's going off in your brain?
What's going off in my brain is I have to listen to this recording like 100 times. But I mean, I could not write fast enough. It feels so, well, I feel seen. I mean, it just feels like so obvious. I mean, I've thought about renting a store window and then for 30 days creating art inside that store window and like papers just start piling up and people can come in. So I've thought about that kind of event before COVID, and I love the name aspect. I love that you see that I'm seeing people. It just feels like, yes. I mean, there's so many ideas here.
We have a lot more to cover, but first we're just going to thank our sponsors. I've been adding more people to my team, and I just know how hard it can be to get everyone on the same page, especially when your freelancers go rogue. But with Fiverr Business, you get access to an all-star team of super freelancers, plus all the tools and support you need to easily integrate them into your existing workflow. Because when it's time to nail your next big brand refresh, product launch, or pitch, the last place you're going to want to find yourself is knee-deep in a herd of wild freelancers. We've used Fiverr to find someone who could Photoshop a few images we had, and the platform is really easy to navigate and hire someone. We could search based on the service we wanted, our budget, and see the reviews based on previous jobs they had done. And the person we ended up working with was really professional and delivered on their promise. So if you want to stop wasting time searching for talent, just leave it to Fiverr Business. Their team of dedicated business success managers help match you with the best talent for your team. No more endless guessing and interviews. Plus, save and share your favorite freelancers for future projects. It's a simple way to set your business up for success and a big win for productivity and collaboration. Collaborating online hasn't been this easy since ever. And right now you can sign up for Fiverr Business absolutely free for the first year. Get 1 year free and save 10% on your purchase on Fiverr Business with promo code DREAMJOB10. Just go to fiverr.com/business and don't forget code DREAMJOB10. When you have a busy schedule, sometimes you end up compromising on sleep, on exercise, and your choice of food intake. And as a result, your body may not be getting the nutrients it needs to thrive. Athletic Greens is here to help. Their daily all-in-one superfood powder can be incorporated into your daily routine as an easy and delicious option to getting optimal nutrition in one convenient way. I love taking Athletic Greens in the morning, and I'm amazed that they can pack one scoop with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients. This includes a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more. It's so fast and simple to prepare. Plus, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, which I still can't believe because it tastes so good. It's really helped my energy, my focus, my digestion, and my immune system. And best of all, I don't have to keep track of taking multiple products or pills. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. So whether you're looking for peak performance or better health, Athletic Greens makes it tasty and efficient to invest in your energy, immunity, and gut health every day. To get a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with a subscription, go to athleticgreens.com/dreamjob and join health experts, athletes, and health conscious go-getters around the world who make a daily commitment to their health every day. That's athleticgreens.com/dreamjob to get a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs today.
I think we can start with this name thing.
Yeah.
I have this book. I wish I could run downstairs. I'll take a picture of it later and show you. It's called The Divine Meaning of Names. It was written by a University of Chicago professor and a Harvard professor, and they looked at the etymology of words. Anyway, it's an absolutely incredible book. It has almost every name I've ever heard of inside of the book. But I would love for you to come up with some sort of like the, it's about sort of uncoding the power and the mystery and the gift inside of our names and how our names are, it's sort of like a destiny thing. You know, it's interesting in Hebrew, when you say, you know, the word there, like here and there, right? So the word for over there is the same word for name. Mm. And it's interesting, because I asked my Rabbi Aaron, why is that? And he said, because that's where you're trying to go. You're trying to live into your potential of who you were named to be, right? So that is our goal, right? There's something in the name that's kind of like the DNA of like who we are here. So I bet if you could just like go all into this, it doesn't mean that you can't later on be making, you know, art that has to do with the sun or the oceans or anything else, but I would lean so heavily into this and start looking at your next 3 months and say, okay, I'm going to do 3 marketing events. I'm going to do 3 name workshops. I'm going to try different things at each one. And at the end, I'm going to like, let people know the offer. You're going to have so much work. Your hands are going to hurt. Like, I'm going to have another conversation with you in a few months about what you're doing to, what's the word, scale. Because you're just going to sell out. That's what's going to happen. Cause people buy emotionally. We're emotional buyers typically. Yeah. So if you have an event like this and you talk a little bit about names, it would be so fun to get a few different name books and like there's some deep ones and have people just say like, okay, I'm going to pull a few people from the crowd. Okay, Alicia, let's look you up. Does any of this ring true? And she's like, oh my God, I am totally like that. Oh, this person, you know, Michelle. I am a little stubborn, but I'm also, that's true. Right. And people will want to come to these and then to hold this back from people is actually like, not okay, right? If you have this passion and it excites people. And then at the end, if you were to say, okay, I'm going to take as many of you as I can. So, you know, first come, first serve, you'll have most of those people buying by the end.
And when there's a higher demand, you can charge more for your prints as well.
Exactly.
So that's part of the way that you scale. I want to encourage you to partner with places or people who have a lot of your ideal clients already attending or showing up in those spaces. So as we're talking about names, I'm thinking like those high-end baby stores where people shop while they're pregnant and they're thinking about, you know, their kid's name or as a gift at a baby shower. Like maybe that's an event, like you come to a baby shower and you're doing the, you know, something for the baby, but then also like for the other women who are there.
Yes.
Or if you're doing like a word of the year kind of thing, I feel like yoga studios or spiritual centers, they do like a workshop around January, you know, early January, late December to like kind of make set your intentions for the year. So if you're partnering with communities that already exist, that already like those things, that's how you expand your network without relying on the people who have already purchased from you. You get to like go into those spaces. So I wouldn't rent a space yet.
Okay.
No need for that overhead. Go see if you can be an artist in residence somewhere for the day.
And it might be the kind of thing down the road where you can create maybe drawing, let's say if you drew, you could start out with a core of like 100 names, right? You know, Ashley and Brittany and Kathy and Delana and Eliza, what you want, a few for each letter. And if you uploaded those at some point somewhere and then had a few different images and people can kind of pick, right? Like they can kind of like make it themselves, like print on demand kind of things. That's a way that eventually you can scale. And also like we took an art class as a family up at Blackberry Mountain and the woman was fantastic. She had just moved there from New York City. She's a great art teacher. And she was showing us how to like paint acrylic, like watercolor, like vases, like flowers. And we all did actually okay because she did a great job. And it might be the kind of thing where also as an and not an or, one of the offers just becomes like your workshop, but talking about your names and then kind of like showing people, okay, like here's how I would draw an E, and like you can start to help people draw their own names and really just to even have that exercise of like a little bit of looking at how to like use a charcoal pencil and also a little bit of like, you know, what would be the aspects that would sort of bring their name to life. I think people would pay for that. And then that becomes an additional offer and you just see where it takes you.
Yeah. Can I ask you why the workshop thing, like the resistance to that, the live workshop thing, is there anything I can do to like get over that?
Yeah. It's kind of like when people are afraid to fly and so like, they say like, get on 10 flights in the next 10 days. Like the more that we do this, we realize, oh my God, like I have been preparing to be who I am in this moment, my entire life. I just have to actually try less hard. Like I would encourage you to do literally what we just said, like pick a few people's names, read a little bit about them from a book, ask them some qualities of what their kids' names, why they chose that name. People love to be heard. We make it so much harder than it needs to be. We think that if we're going to do a workshop, it's like, okay, press play, broadcast, speak for 45 minutes now on end, like keep talking, keep filling. People's biggest complaint with workshops is it's too much information. They're too overwhelmed. They want connection. They want experience. They want you, lovely you, dropped in with like a couple things to share and the space in your heart for them to be heard, for them to connect. And the more that we do that with workshops, we actually enjoy them more and people actually get a lot more out of them.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you guys.
I'm so excited for you. And I hope that leaving this little conversation today is going to give you like a lot of energy.
It has. It will.
Good.
It already has.
All right. So that was our session with Sarah. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being brave and sharing all of this with us. You're doing such beautiful things. And I'm so excited to see you take those next steps. You guys can all check out Sarah's gorgeous artwork. It's on her Instagram at Make Nice Design and on her website, makenice.me. We're also going to have links to all of that in the show notes. So you can be sure to check that out. All right. Now we're going to move on to Amanda's session. Take a listen.
Hi, Amanda.
I do.
Okay, everybody. Let's talk about what Amanda is doing. So she sells services, maybe developing into a membership of writing and storytelling workshops with a fun, irreverent twist. Her question is, I'm stuck on messaging in terms of selling what they want and giving them what they need. Should I sell my workshops as entertainment, as a wellness exercise, or both? Is it journaling, storytelling, or happy hour conversations? Here's what I've tried. I've gotten feedback from my beta testers and conversations with a couple of ideal clients, my pod and fellow TLCers. The outcomes I'm hoping for is that I want to nail my language and my copy so I know how I'm talking to my people. Okay. So your ideal client is women who want wellness activities that are both fun and meaningful. They love to laugh and believe that the best comedy is also the most profound. Cool. Okay.
That's
so
it.
I would love to know a teeny bit more about your offer. Like, what does it look like? What did your beta offer look like?
That's a great question. So my beta offers, I did a few different creative writing workshops. So I just love the idea of prompt writing. I did one called Swearing for Sanity a couple times that ended up being really fun. And like a lot of people were like super interested in that idea. Like we just did like adult language journaling and meditations and just sort of like talking about those stories that we have. So yeah, I did that. I did some free writing sprints. I am just trying to decide what my real offer is because I felt like those were all really betas. You know, I came to this idea like week 11 for Made to Do This. And so I think then suddenly I was like, oh, I think this could actually be a real thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, now let me really think about what this looks like. Mm-hmm. So yeah, am I doing like a menu of different workshops? Am I going to try to pull it together as a membership?
What's the one right now that you don't stop sort of like dreaming about or thinking about?
I think it's a membership, almost like a subscription though. Like you pay like a fee and you get access to all of the workshops that are available in a month.
Okay. And what would you say? You said it, Melissa read it and you said it a little bit. What would you say if you were saying it in your own words right now in the simplest ways? What would you say to me is what unites all of those workshops? What's the sort of the thread that's the same running thread?
It's the conversation. It's that like introspection of like doing some prompt writing and like uncovering those thoughts and seeing where you are and then sharing that experience. It's almost like the best of a breakout room here, you know? And I just think that those are such healing experiences when you just kind of get together and, you know, I mean, I think you said it even earlier today, like the answers we seek are inside of ourselves. And so mm-hmm. I think just like using some of those creative writing techniques, you know, I was a high school English teacher. I did like storytelling workshops where we like got on stage and, you know, like learned how to speak for the stage and tell those stories. But the best part of it is just when you're like putting your mind in like an unfamiliar situation, like, let's look at this prompt and you write and you go like, I mean, I had people going like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that about myself until I wrote it down. And then just having that space for each other.
I think that that is so beautiful. And I will tell you something that we repeat all the time, which is confused buyers don't buy. They're confused. And then they kind of don't know what to do. They don't know what's being asked of them. We think that it provides more opportunities for us by having multiple offers at one time, and it actually really keeps us from soaring. So everything you just said to me sounds like one thing, right? Like you can have different kinds of ways that you give different kinds of prompts, but you could do that all in one thing. And I would start it that way. And I don't think a membership is a bad idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. But what I do think is I want you to make sort of the most amount of money as quickly as possible. And memberships become a lot about volume, right? Because we don't charge as much for memberships. So we need volume there. So I think memberships are really great, but I like starting with an offer that's a little bit more expensive. So when Melissa first started, she said services. It was there a way that you were doing this sort of one-on-one? And is there a way that you can be doing it in a group as sort of like a workshop or a program, even if it's a one-off thing for a few hours, just to kind of test the waters? And maybe you can make more money initially doing that than you can. And then eventually this can all lead to a workshop as well as sort of like that next thing after.
So I guess I'm thinking of a storytelling course. Is that what you mean? Like, how could I turn it into something that's kind of self-contained instead of like different themes and different workshops?
Yeah. I'd like there to be like one core signature move that you rinse and repeat that people get. It's clear. You get it. It's in your bones. You're integrating it. And then from there, when people leave that, or as your sort of ripple effects go out wider, there is this other thing, which could be a membership as well, which is feeding itself. But you just said a storytelling workshop, and what you said before, you spoke about it in a way that it was like finding your own truth and asking different questions that lead you to really powerful breakthroughs and answers, right? And so I wonder what we could call that, which is a little bit different than like, if I think of a storytelling workshop, I think of me like learning how to write story, like characters and story arc and things like that, not necessarily focusing on myself and what I'm pulling out of my own sort of messy mind to get to some clarity, you know?
And I want to say something though. You also talked about, you did like a lot of swearing adult language and you came at it from like a fun, irreverent twist, which to me is like a key indicator of something that sets this apart. Cause I have an MFA in creative writing. I've been to a bunch of storytelling memoir workshops and I went into it trying to write down my family history. So I knew like the thing I wanted to write, and what came out of that was so therapeutic. So your question was, how do I sell them what they want? Are they wanting like a creative place to play? And you're kind of like hooking in your ideal client by saying like, we use the F word and we're just going to like throw this around and it's going to be like fun and wacky. And then what they need though, is you unearthing those stories inside of them. They don't even realize that's what they're coming in for. Is that where you're, because I feel like that's the big question that you're not hitting yet.
Right. But yes, no, what you just said, yes. And that's kind of where I am, is how do I make it sound like something that you want and not something that you need? Because I feel like at the end of the day, yes, we're prompt writing and you're uncovering your own stories and seeing what you are telling yourselves. And we're swearing, like we did a list of, and don't just say yes to yourself, say hell yes, you know, like, hell yes, I did this today. Hell yes, I did that today. That's the question, is what am I telling them that they want that's going to get them there?
I think that you just said it. I mean, I think you've said it so many times. I think it's about what's keeping you from telling them, honestly, because you've already said it to me. I've got it. You have this sort of like powerful ability to know which questions and to hold space and facilitate these workshops. At the same time, you are sort of unabashedly yourself, which makes it really easy for people to feel permission to show up and to have honest conversations, which is, gosh, everybody needs that every day, right? Every day there's something you need to like sort of process or vent, and to feel unbridled is just such a gift to have a container for that. So you've told it to me and I love it. We could sit here and try to come up with a name for that workshop, but I don't even think that's like what's as necessary here.
I have a few more things to share, but first we're going to take a quick ad break. Making presentations for a client or your team can be stressful, but Canva Pro is the easiest way to create presentations like a pro. They have thousands of free designer-made templates and layouts that are going to save you time and inspire your creativity. My team uses their templates all the time, and they're super customizable, and they give you this high-quality, high-resolution presentation in minutes. Plus, you can design, collaborate, share, and present on any device. With a subscription, Canva Pro has everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, and graphics. I had this idea to make a video for our 5-day challenge, and in just a couple days, we put together these beautiful slides using Canva Pro's presentation feature, and then we were able to share that awesome reel with all of you. We love Canva Pro because they make it super easy to build in animations and transitions, which makes the graphics pop and adds that wow factor. Pretty much every video presentation we've shared has been made with Canva Pro, so I really can't emphasize enough how grateful we are for all the tools and service that they provide. Wow your audience with Canva Pro, the easiest way to create presentations. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/dreamjob. That's canva.me/dreamjob to get your free 45-day extended trial. So my family and I just went on a beautiful vacation, and it truly made me realize that there's nothing more refreshing than hitting the reset button once in a while. If your hair is a little overdue for the same treatment, it's time for the Clarifying Detox Shampoo from Way. Just use it once a week to neutralize product buildup, oil, dirt, and hard water from your hair and your scalp without stripping away moisture. The combination of apple cider vinegar and keratin exfoliates and balances your scalp, plus smooths frizz and creates a lustrous shine. It's great for all hair types, even hair treated with keratin, chemicals, color, or a Brazilian blowout. Even though I loved our time traveling on the road, there were times when my hair felt a little frizzy or dry because of all the changes in the climate, and I kept thinking, shoot, I really wish I had my Way Detox Shampoo with me. Needless to say, my hair was very thankful once we came home so I could start using it again. It really makes my hair feel super refreshed and clean and shiny. And their signature fragrance of rose, bergamot, lychee, white musk, and cedarwood smells so good. I love carrying that scent around with me all day long. When you're ready to undo some damage, hit the reset button with the Way Detox Shampoo. Go to theouai.com and use code DREAMJOB to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code DREAMJOB.
What's keeping you from saying, hey guys, this is so important and I want to give everybody this space for us to have a safe space where it is okay to really share what it is that's going on, to have fun with it, to stop, what's the word, apologizing for ourselves, policing everything that we say, and just saying what we need to say, right? Say it, you know, like, hell yes, like say what you need to say, you know, like we're coming together, we're going to have some fun, bring a drink if you want to, you don't need to if you don't, but like, we're going to make space for women. And maybe it's for women at first, you know, for women to come together and to just be unleashed. You know, like, I think that's worth a try. And I'm wondering what gets in your way from saying it so unabashedly.
Yeah. I think part of it, I sort of thought, can I really scale just being the like, come and drop some F-bombs with me while we're journaling lady? You know, like, is that something that I could stick just with that? But yeah, I mean, it, you know, at the end of the day, it's just that, like, I can always come up with some reason why, oh, well, this is what somebody is going to say about this and that'll stop me. You know, like, mm-hmm. if it's just that same old story, then I just kind of stop myself and let myself, instead of just jumping in and saying, this is what it is.
I really encourage you to free yourself from those thoughts. Stop giving them so much power and just be like, this is what I'm doing. And literally you could put it out there today. You could say like, this Sunday night, you know, I'm doing a thing. See if 6 women come. It doesn't matter if it's 4 women. It doesn't matter who comes. We're gathering together. We're doing this thing. And like, prepare a few prompts. Give them a chance to talk about some things. Give them, you know, say, what does this make you think of, this line? You know, when was the last time you felt like saying this to someone? Who was it? And what would you have actually said if you could just say what you really wanted to say? What is a hell yes that you feel like you did this week? What can you congratulate yourself for? Have fun with it. Like, do you see how quickly I can be creative and I can just make up stuff for each of your businesses? You know why? Just because I'm not worried ever about being an A student. Like, we did these pop-up workshops for last week and before I left and the week before, Melissa's like, I'm going to write up a whole thing for you on the confidence code. I'm like, I'll figure out what the confidence code is when I show up. Like, I, you know, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, you could call it whatever you want. It's going to be this step and this step. It's like, it's this, you know, this is the step. So then I kind of like made sense of what Melissa wrote so beautifully. And I was like, okay, here's what she meant.
I was like, but what is the confidence code? Kathy, can you please crack that for me? Because I really want to know.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Amanda, you said, do I want to be like the F-bomb lady forever? Like, can I take that forever? And that is one of the things I think that stops all of us, or can potentially stop all of us in our tracks, is do I want to do this thing for the rest of eternity? The answer is you don't have to. Like, what if you did 5 classes where you were all about, you know, writing out the F-bombs on all the things, and you were the lady who swore and were irreverent, and then there's a word that's like actually a real word called rebrand and pivot, like for a reason, because people do it literally all the time. You don't want to do that stuff anymore? Cool. Go do something else. Like, there's nothing that holds you on to one decision forever. You are not married to this. We just want all of you guys to get in the practice of putting something out there and charging for it. Do you like it? Did they like it? You want to keep on doing that? Wash, rinse, and repeat. Does something need to be changed? But the more you are in your head about like, but could this be a thing that I actually really grow? And could, how will you ever know? Because you're not doing anything with it, right? So just like Kathy said, just tonight, try it. Maybe 3 people show up. That would be amazing. And you can see, did you like it? Was it fun? Do you want to do it again? Great. Let's keep on going. And then when you decide, meh, I think I'm done with this, I think this thing had its season, then you can choose something different. And you're not stuck to anything.
So then the offer should still just be the one, like the single workshop.
Well, that the workshop can actually be your marketing event. You can hold the workshop for free. And at the end of it, if people have a good time, which they will, then you can say, my offer now at the end of this night is, if you enroll by tomorrow night, I'm doing a series of 6 of these in a row for, make it up, $198. It doesn't matter. You can always pivot and change your prices, but that's right. How simple it is. Just start getting a core group of people who know what this is, who like what it is. And then we rinse and repeat, and we rinse and repeat. And the power of rinsing and repeating one offer. I mean, we have done Made to Do This now 4 times. In just 4 times, you guys, this was last year in January, we launched it for the first time. We had 330 people sign up. The second time we had like 500 people, then 600, then 900. If you just keep saying, this is what this is, and this is who this for, and this is it, it's like, that is so powerful. And we just don't do that. We're not really all in enough. You know, we have to be all in and then be excited. So then moving back from that offer, let's say you're going to do this on Sunday. Let's say you're going to do it every Sunday for the next 6 weeks. Let's say you're going to do it not Sunday, but 2 weeks from now, and between now and then get people excited. And you're going to do it once a month for 3 months to get people excited about it. So then what do you post every day? You start posting a word like no, period. And in your caption, like, did you know no is a full sentence? Do you know that you can say no when someone invites you to a party? You can just say no without an explanation. Do you know that you can say no to calling someone back? Do you know that whatever it is? And like, you know, this, what, you know, fill in the blank, you know, whatever, give people prompts actually in your captions and in, right? And start interacting with people and start telling stories in your emails about like, I wish I could go back in time and say this, but here's what I actually said. And how many of you can relate to this? Reply with what word is your favorite choice word when someone says this or this to you. Mm. Mark Manson was on my show, and he said that The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, you know, this book, that was not the title of the book. The title was something totally different. And his publisher said, if you put The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F as your title, you will sell 1 million copies. He sold 6 million copies. And it's just something about like, it just gives people that permission to let go, right? And to not take it so seriously. And people love that. And Jen Sincero said the same thing. Like, they called it You Are a Badass. And that's why it sold so many copies, because people don't want to look at self-help in this very serious way. They want to have more fun with it. And you are the best person to do this.
I just make it harder than it has to be. That's all it is.
You have so many good ideas in the chat, Amanda. There are so many people saying, why don't you do this for teachers? Teachers who are at the end of their rope, at the end of the worst school year ever.
Yeah.
And you're a teacher. So you have an in to that whole like huge network of people. You want to come here and swear you can't do it in front of your kids? Come on, let's go.
That's so
good. How do you feel now?
I feel good. I feel like I can see what that block is, you know. And it's exactly what you said, and what I want other people to have when they're with me is the permission to just let go and just be there in this one moment and not fucking worry about it. And that's it.
I want to do something with you vibrationally. Okay. I want you to fully stand in that place. I want you to change your energy right now fully to where you are casting out that frequency of it is okay for you to say what you actually want to say. How does that feel? And how does that shift? And how does that empower you? And who are you fighting for on the other side of that? Who needs that from you? And who is actually going to be not okay if you don't do this? If you're being called to say this in this way, right? How many lives can you change? You know how many people have read Jen Sincero's book? Do you know how many people have decided to put their shoulders back because of reading that book? That is so important. Like, we are not here to opt out of our assignment. We got to get strong, right? We got to get strong. We got to stop being, you know, bullied by these negative thoughts. And it's like, okay, so now you step in, right? You claim this energy. It's like, what if you knew that you could take that energy, that strength and that humor, and you could show up and start showing up in that resonance, and that that would send out a signal to people, especially in the world today, where like, literally, like, this is what matters most. Like, this is what matters most, because people are constantly talking and tweeting and captioning things. This is where people need the most strength, is knowing how to say it, whatever is their thing to say. It takes tremendous strength, right? So what if you could be a stand for that for people and make it silly and fun and give people a space to come together and just, oh, somebody heard me tonight. Oh, how could that help their family system? They're not taking that out now on their kids or their husband because they have a space where they could just be heard. They just needed someone to hear it. And they could go, oh, thank you for letting me share that, right?
That's everything.
How can you own this now? This is, the stakes are high here, right? This is a thing. It's not going to let you go. It's not going to leave you alone. So it's like, are you going to like claim it and step all in, or are you going to keep going and come up to it and go back? Come as far as close as you can. And then, right? This is a moment you're going to make a decision and say, that's just energy. And that energy that's up against me, I keep letting it be here. What if I just said no, no more? And now you get to the next Mr. Mario world, you know, Super Mario level world, or that's not even there anymore. You're at that next level. You don't have to let this keep you from what you need to do.
So good. It's just so funny because it's just so right on and so true, because what's changed for me through this whole process is I don't want some goal to give me a good feeling. Like, I just want to practice and to like feel that owning who I am and being where I am and just knowing that everything comes from that. You know, like, just whatever. It's the stuff that you say all the time, but I've just started actually having that experience of it, you know, because I know what it feels like to like get a goal and then not be happy, right? Like, I don't want to build a business and still kind of feel that, you know, all of that, you know. Anyway, just to say that I want to start with that feeling.
It's so awesome. I hope that you will claim it and put it out there. And you could start today by saying what you just said. I want to be who I am. I want that for all of you. I want us to be able to show up in our life as we are and don't keep going to lunch with that same friend. And then every time she talks about so-and-so, you just feel your whole stomach turn over and you just wish you could say, I don't want to talk about Stephanie. I don't even enjoy this conversation. Or you keep having that moment with your stepmom and she says that thing about your mother and you're like, I hate when you do that. I want to be able to say that I hate that, you know, like, this is horrible. This literally gives people ulcers. It's what people are up against. Our biggest problems are in our own homes, on our own blocks, because we don't know how to claim and say what we actually want to say. And we don't need to win the popular vote. That's what's so awesome about there being 7 billion people. You can let go of basically 6 point however many billion, all of them, 7 billion. You could just get 1,000 friends total. and you're way more. You can have 16 friends. You have 3 friends. You'll be fine, right? So yeah, we need to learn that. We're not trying to win the popular vote. It's exhausting. We don't need it.
What you're trying to teach others is permission. And it's exactly what you're looking to learn is permission for yourself. Do you see that correlation? It's really beautiful, yeah, actually. So the more you are able to give yourself permission, the more you're able to give permission to others, which they don't need it from you. But you stepping up allows other people to step up too.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for all of us. The thing that we are trying to give is the thing that we need. So, and we don't get it unless we're given it. It's beautiful. It's magical like that.
And, you know, I think about all the women around the world right now who like don't have the luxury of freedom to like vote or say what they want to say or like marry who they want to marry or whatever the hell. Think about my grandmother, like how she grew up and like couldn't even go to 6th grade because like she wasn't a boy. Like, I don't have the luxury to keep quiet now. She didn't go through that so that she would fight for me to have the right to be free. And then I'm like, I'm too scared that someone won't like me. It's like, please don't like me then. You know, I don't want it. That's not love. That's something else that I just don't want to keep fighting for in my life, that I got to make it. I got to keep the temperature in the room okay for everyone else. So I have to set myself on fire. That has to stop, mm-hmm, you know? And then imagine how, when you do that, like if we can do that, those of us who have the luxury of Wi-Fi and running water, and we can like start to say what we actually need to say, maybe then there's hope for people who don't have any of those things, you know? This just, it's like a has to. It's just like a has to. And the fact that you care about this, mm-hmm, do you think everybody wakes up thinking about this cause? They don't. People have different gifts and different callings. And that's why I love all of you, because you're self-identified as like, I want to make an impact. And you get kind of brought into this vortex, and I'm so lucky, and Melissa's so lucky. We all get to be together. Let's do it. I want to see you going out there. The more you do it, the stronger you're going to get at doing it.
You guys are the best, so good, so good.
Like attracts like. We're literally the same. It's a mirror for your strength. It's time to be strong. There's a lot of cuteness. It's time to be cute and strong. You know, we have to be strong. Strong is about being whatever you are, period.
Yeah.
Not easy. So much easier said than done.
Amanda, you're awesome.
Thank you for sharing all of that.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Amanda, I love what you're doing, and you should be so proud of what you're building. I so appreciate that you are being vulnerable and courageous and putting yourself out there. You are well on your way to building awareness around these negative thoughts that might be separating you from really your next level. So you can all go give Amanda some support. Her Instagram is @feelgoodfirst, and first is spelled with the number 1, ST. I hope that hearing us talk through those mindset blocks and tactical steps were helpful. Here are the takeaways. 1, no one can have an effect on how we feel unless we sign off on it. 2, put your stake in the ground. Let it be, even if people don't like it. We're not trying to win the popular vote. It's so freeing when you let them walk out the door. 3, people want connection and an experience. They want the space in your heart for them to be heard. 4, confused buyers don't buy. Having too many offers keeps us from soaring. 5, you don't have to be this thing forever. The words rebrand and pivot exist for a reason. There's nothing that's going to hold you onto one decision forever. 6, claim your energy and show up in your full resonance. Stand fully in that place and cast the frequency that it's okay for you to say what you actually want to say. 7, we are not here to opt out of our assignment. And 8, the thing we're trying to give is the thing we need. Okay, so now we're going to shout out today's giveaway winner. I've been giving away some awesome swag every Monday and Thursday. So if you want to be entered into the giveaway, you can win a really cute hoodie or a cute mug. All you have to do is leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, or just post about the podcast on your Instagram stories and tag me at Kathy.Heller. So today's winner is Malky Chance. They shared our episode with Patrice on their Instagram story and said, "So good, no matter who you are or what you're doing." I can't thank you guys enough for listening, for being here. Remember, I'm doing this epic 5-day free challenge. It starts today. I'll be live in this pop-up Facebook group at noon Eastern. You can get in there if you join us at kathyheller.com/challenge. You'll be sent the replays. You'll be sent the Facebook group where you can see all of this. It's happening every single day in a private Facebook group. It's called Your Soul's Calling. Go to kathyheller.com/challenge to sign up. It's free. And I'll be with you every day to help you just break through whatever it is that's going to help you get to that next level. I'm so excited for the guests that we have coming up. So definitely subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify, wherever it is that you listen, and leave a review if you want to be entered into the giveaway. Also, those reviews help us way more than you think. And by you telling other people about the podcast helps so much more than you could possibly know. It's completely free, of course, to listen to the show, to subscribe to the show. So please subscribe and leave a review. Finally, I'm curious, did you learn anything from this episode? Is there anything in this episode that you feel somebody else would find valuable? If the answer is yes, share the episode, email them the link, text them the link. You could post about this episode on your Instagram stories and tag me at Kathy.Heller so I can repost it. And you could also tag Sarah at Make Nice Design, and you could tag Amanda at Feel Good First, because I'm sure that they would love to know that what they shared actually had some impact. I love you guys. I hope to see you in our 5-day challenge. It starts today. I can't wait. And I'll be back on the podcast tomorrow with another mini episode.
The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.